The Queensland Government has given itself 3 weeks to make a decision on the final environmental approvals needed for the Adani coal mine. Labor Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk asked for a timeframe on the approvals process earlier this week and is heralding today's announcement as a breakthrough. It comes just days after her federal Labor colleagues suffered a crushing election defeat and as a rally in Rockhampton today demands support for the mine. Political reporter Alexandra Beach joins me now. Alex, what's the Premier had to say about the process from here for Adani?
Well, today she's announced the deadlines the Labor state government is setting itself to make a decision on those last two remaining environmental hurdles before Adani can begin construction. One of those relates to providing enough viable habitat for the endangered black-throated finch. The other is the groundwater management plan. And the federal government ticked off on both of them just before the election, but the state Labor government has been taking a bit longer. Today, Anastasia Palaszczuk announced a decision on the black-throated finch. The plan is now due by the end of May, and the deadline for the groundwater plan is the 13th of June. So previously, Queensland ministers had been saying these decisions should not be rushed, but after Labor's wipeout in Queensland at Saturday's election, in which this coal mine emerged as a big factor, the Premier's tried to ensure it's all sorted out in a timely manner. Here's a bit of what she had to say today.
So weeks, not months. Everybody needs to have these issues resolved. That's the time frame that the Coordinator General has set. He has advised me that this morning. But this is good news. This is a breakthrough, and I do want to thank all the parties for sitting down in good faith in the interests of Queenslanders to resolve these issues for decision making.
That's the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there. And Alex, you mentioned that the Adani coal mine played a huge role in the election campaign. What are the political implications of her announcement?
So this comes in the context of Labor trying to win over Queenslanders more broadly because they were very much sort of rejected by voters in the state on Saturday. Many Labor MPs believe Adani was central to the federal election result for them. The issue, of course, became about more than just one mine. It highlighted broader tensions about balancing action on climate change with the need to deliver reliable power and jobs. And some Labor MPs believe that the party just didn't make it clear enough during the campaign that it's supports the mining industry and that they were punished for that. So if this mine does get the green light in 3 weeks' time, that means one less thorny issue for Labor to deal with in Queensland, certainly. Now, Anastasia Palaszczuk insists she's not worried about her own job here because the Queensland state election was 18 months ago and she won, but her political opponents are certainly questioning her motives as well.
And has there been any reaction to the Premier's announcement so far?
Well, first of all, the company, Adani, has welcomed the clarity now around this process and timeframe. And after sort of more than 8 years of planning, they've confirmed they're ready to begin construction as soon as they get those approvals. And on the political side of things, the Queensland opposition leader, Deb Frecklington, has posted on Twitter that this announcement proves that the Queensland government could have set down similar deadlines 2 years ago and deliberately was dragging its heels. I also spoke with the Federal Resources Minister Matt Canavan, who's been very vocal about this, and he says this is a beautiful day for Central Queensland because it's looking like this mine is finally going to go ahead.
It's a testament to the impact that the people of Central Queensland have had at this election. They've stood up and had their voice heard. It's a shame it's taken the Premier to have her job at risk to try and get new jobs created, but I just want to see those jobs created, so I welcome it. Also, I want to thank Bob Brown. I've been trying to get this mine going for years, and this guy's turned up and got it going within weeks. How good is Bob Brown?
That's the Queensland LNP Senator Matt Canavan, ending our report from political reporter Alexandra Beach.